This is Jimmy LaFave. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff Robson, your host here, playing you the good stuff on Sunday afternoons for, well, a long time now. We are pre-recorded today, couldn't make it live down to the studio. We're on our way over to Europe, to Germany for the Mighty Static Roots Festival, and today is going to be a big preview. We kicked off the show with something from Jimmy LaFave. He's not going to be there, unfortunately. He couldn't make it. But that song was called Amsterdam, where this weekend we're making a quick stop in Amsterdam, hanging out, checking out the canals, and eating some food. And then heading over to Germany. And it's going to be a hell of a good time. And all I can do so far is think about what a great time I'm going to have, and also remember what a great time we had last year. So coming up in a little bit, we're going to have festival director, inventor, the man on a mission, Mr. Dietmar Liebecker. He's going to take us through the lineup and talk about his mighty, mighty festival over there. But first, I thought we'd take a quick jump back to last year's festival, 2018. It was a mighty one for sure. One of the best. Well, it keeps getting better every year. I never think that's possible, but somehow it does. And last year, a couple of my highlights for sure were seeing a couple of Canadian friends over there and introducing them to the great European friends that I've made over there and watching European jaws drop when these guys played. Oh my God, it was so good. We're going to hear something from the mighty Tara Lightfoot coming up from her appearance last year. But first, something from our good friend, the wonderful Mr. Stephen Stanley and his band, featuring Chris Bennett on guitar, Hadley McCall Thaxton singing on this one. I think you might even know this one. So this is from last year's Static Roots Festival. Check out staticrootsfestival.com. Here's Stephen Stanley.
As I said, Hadley and I don't get to play together all that much, and we like singing this song together, so we thought we'd do it here in Oberlin. And you'll know it, so sing along. Yeah, there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Yeah, there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It doesn't matter anyhow. If your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. And you're the reason I'm traveling on. So don't think twice, it's alright. Yeah, there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never know. Yeah, there ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, on the dark side of the road. Thinking and wondering, they get to say, try to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. So don't think twice, it's alright. Yeah, there ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you never did before. There ain't no use in calling out my name, girl. I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and wondering as I wander down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. Gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Twice, it's all right. All right. Let's say we hear from Jer again. So I just say fairly well. I'm not saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. Just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's alright.
That right there was the great Tara Lightfoot. Haven't seen much of her this year. I'm kind of worried that I jinxed it. She had such a busy, busy year last year when we were hanging out in Germany. I said, man, you gotta take it easy. Make sure you don't burn yourself out. I've seen that happen to too many people. They play too many shows and then they, you know, they don't want to do it anymore. And I'd hate to see that happen to you because I love your shows so much. I didn't really anticipate that she would listen to me and like not do any more shows. No, she's still doing shows. It's just they've been working on a bunch of stuff. She's been producing records and doing special shows here, there, and everywhere. So not quite as much Tara Lightfoot tour, but I have a feeling they were working on some new material last year. So I have a feeling that there'll be a new record coming and a whole bunch of touring coming up as well. So we'll get to see her again. Anyways, that's Never Will from last year's Static Roots Festival. Before that, Stephen Stanley with Hadley McCall Thaxton singing on Don't Think Twice. It's All Right. I bet you didn't even know Stephen Stanley wrote that one, did you? Maybe he didn't know it either, but that's okay. It was great. So now we're going to talk about this year's Mighty Static Roots Festival. Just recently, I got old Dietmar fired up on the old internet machine and got him to talk us through the entire lineup. We're going to play stuff from everybody who's playing this year and try to convince you. I know we've got a bit of a Winnipeg contingent building to go over next year, and we're gonna turn up the heat in an effort to get them to commit for sure. And to get a few more of you to jump on board, because it's a pretty fun vacation, I'll tell you that right now. Anyways, so the Static Roots Festival coming up July 12th and 13th in Oberhausen, Germany. Here's the man who built this whole thing himself. Our good friend, longtime supporter, and a towering figure on the Americana scene, Dietmar Leibacher. Greetings. Thanks for joining us, Dietmar. How are you today?
Oh, why? Tipping away. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Really well. Getting excited. I got the last minute preparations going on, trying to get myself ready to jump on over there.
Very cool. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So so it's getting close, this festival of yours. What is it? This is year four, I guess, eh?
It's year four of the festival, right, yeah.
Does it get easier 4 years in, or is it still carry the same kind of challenges it always did?
It's getting more and more work. I was hoping for less work. From last year on, we had 11 bands. Now it's 13 bands.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's the hassle with the bands, but lots of stuff going on. Like everyone wants an interview.
Of course.
No, I'm pretty happy with how it develops. So. It's even the German press who gets into the festival now, and we sold quite a lot of tickets to Germany this time.
Oh, that's good, because that was kind of one of the weaker points, right? The Germans didn't seem to be coming out.
You're right, yeah.
But they're catching on this time.
It seems so. Yeah, we sold I think 50% more tickets than last year.
That's fantastic.
That's great. Yeah, and most of them to Germany. Lots of names I've never heard. And looking forward to getting to know new people.
Can you tell whether they're people from the Oberhausen area or people traveling from other parts of Germany?
Traveling, mostly traveling.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty
cool.
Which is great. Yeah, yeah. So, what are the best parts of the preparation for the festival, and what are the hardest things?
The best part of the preparation is I can see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel.
Is knowing that you're not going to be preparing soon.
Well, actually, just yesterday, it's been the first time in maybe 6 weeks that I was able to power nap for 20 minutes.
Wow, you had to give up your 20-minute power nap.
Yeah, right.
Things must be hectic over there.
That's true.
But we're getting closer.
Yeah, finally, and I'm really happy about getting closer to the festival.
Yeah, for sure. So what are you looking forward to the most, do you think, once we finally get there? I know you're going to say everything, but, you know.
It's going to be everything, just yeah. Like all the people that will come there.
Yeah.
You know, all those smiling faces from the people coming over from Ireland, from England, from Scotland. I know a few of the people coming over from Spain and from the Netherlands, and it's going to be such a great weekend just yeah. seeing all these people. Yeah. Musically, it's going to be excellent. I'm a fan of all these bands playing, and I'm going to have the time of my life.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and I love the fact that you don't kind of pander to people. You're not booking a lot of bands that even those of us in the know don't know a lot of these bands. You're really taking chances on a lot of this stuff, but it still seems to be working.
Somehow it seems I've developed some kind of taste for these bands, like the feeling that the emotions that I feel when listening to these bands, that they transfer to other people as well.
Yeah. So, like, are a lot of the other people coming, are they more familiar with the bands than I am? I mean, I know a few of them, but there's a whole bunch that I can't wait to discover for the first time.
For example?
Well, there's tons that I'd never seen before, certainly. But are you still in a position where you've seen all these bands before?
No, not this time. It's actually I can't see every act. I try to see everyone before.
I know you do.
But sometimes I rely on people who highly recommend the band. You're such a guy. Like you introduced me years ago to Joel Nolan.
Yeah. And you've never seen him still?
Oh, no, I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, because
no.
I know he was over there with the Cordovas not that long ago. I figured you would have snuck in and seen him somehow, but that's exciting.
I tried to see the show in Amsterdam, and I had a plan to fly to Stockholm and see them in Sweden, but none of them worked out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exciting. Like I always say, I love it when I see people get excited about bands that I really love. Like last year, I just couldn't wait for people to see Stephen Stanley and Tara Lightfoot and all these great bands that we've brought over from Canada. And I get so excited knowing that people are going to see them for the first time, especially now that I know that you're going to see them for the first time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. Who else are you looking forward to seeing that you've never seen before?
I've never seen the Wave Pictures before, but I've become
I know
fan
you love before. Them though. We listened to a lot of them in the car last year.
I've became a big fan about 3 years ago, and they are so funny, so intense, and they call themselves the hardest working band on the planet.
Do they? Do you agree? You and I know a lot of hard working bands. Do you think they're full of it?
I think so. Yeah.
The horses, I keep remembering the moon, my body is a broken TV. Picture of the boy I used to be. It is better to have loved. It is better to have loved. It is better to have loved.
It is better to have love. It is better to have love.
are the other real, like, I can't wait for this show besides them? The bands you've seen before that you're thrilled about?
Well, I've seen John Murray a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he's an intense guy.
I was just going to say the same thing. He seems like a pretty intense guy, yeah.
Yeah, his Grace of Age album isn't it so amazing.
And yeah.
An album for an island.
Right.
I've seen him a couple of times, and he was disappointing once.
Yeah.
I saw him play with the band four times, and that was really always exceptional.
Yeah.
So he's coming over with band to the Static Roots Festival as well. It sure is going to be great to see him, the band, giving him some structure.
Goodbye.
So he's going to be on the Friday. I was just looking at the actual festival schedule. So it kicks off on Friday, July the 12th. What's this band Einlass? I'm not familiar with Einlass. How are they? Are they good?
Are they
looking forward to them?
They, are
they play both days. That's what I'm surprised.
Well, it's opening the doors.
Wow, they open for the doors. That's great. and then first up is the return of John Black, a man who has headlined the festival the first couple of years.
Yeah, right.
And now he's coming back and starting things off.
Yeah, right. Well, it's somehow it's got to be he's playing a solo acoustic.
Right.
So somehow a festival requires, if there's just bands following, you got to have the solo act playing the first gig of the Friday.
That's the rule, is it?
It is somehow.
See, I haven't been to festival director school, so I don't know these things. So I'm glad you're here to tell me.
Well, I can teach you some things.
Oh, thanks.
No,
you're very worries. You're very generous with your knowledge.
Of course.
All right, so he's coming back. That'll be a lot of fun. Obviously, you've seen him in solo mode before. I never have. Is he mostly playing songs from the solo catalog, or do I get to hear some of my Rats favorites as well, do you think?
Sometimes he plays a couple of Rats songs, but he's so creative.
Yeah.
Releasing albums every year. I think he released his fifth or sixth album this year.
Yeah, he's solo album. Hectic pace with those solo albums. That's fantastic.
Yeah, right. So I suppose he's playing most of his solo songs.
Water rose and I couldn't get down. Found myself stuck on high ground. Round the streets upon which we grew. Broke the banks of the black water. Broke the banks of the black water. Down the road to ruin. Everything you thought you knew. The good, the bad, the false and true. Bury the steeple neath the black water. Bury the steeple neath the black water. I'll hold my head above.
Ireland. That's John Black there, in case you just joined us. We're talking to Dietmar Leibecker, festival director of the Static Roots Festival, taking place in Oberhausen, Germany, July 12th and 13th. Let's go back. That was John Bleck, and John is holding a special spot in the schedule this year.
And good thing about him, we have him playing in the remembrance of Willie.
That's Megan, right.
From Kilkenny.
Yeah.
John just recently wrote a song for Willie.
Oh, did he?
And he played it at a house concert here a few months ago. And it was just brilliant.
Oh, I bet.
Very touching. And I'm really looking forward to hearing that song being played by him at the festival in remembrance of Willie.
That's lovely. Do you know if Willie's family will be over again like they were last year?
I think that Willie's sister is coming over and maybe a few more of his family.
It's fantastic.
But on the festival Sunday, it's Bob Dylan and Neil Young playing in Kilkenny. So
that's right.
They come in the way for the Static Roots Festival.
You couldn't get them to come over and save people some trouble?
I talked to Neil, but he wasn't interested.
Well, he's a difficult guy.
He is. He's from Winnipeg, yeah?
That's right. And you know, I always hate to jinx it, but every year so far, we've had at least one Neil Young cover performed on stage. The first year, there was two.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So the pressure is on. I don't know whether to suggest it to people or just hope that it happens again, but I think it's amazing that there always seems to be a Neil Young cover.
That's right. That's true. And it's great. Yeah. Hope it happens this year again.
Yeah. After that, you got the Brother Brothers. What can you tell us about the Brother Brothers?
Oh, they are a brilliant duo from New York.
Are they actually brothers?
They are brothers. They are twins. And
but their name's not brother.
I can tell. They are Adam and David Moss.
Okay.
And I can't actually tell who is who.
Yeah.
They are actually from Illinois. They live in New York now. And they're just perfect how their harmonies and melodies work out. And it for sure will send shivers down your spine.
I bet, yeah.
Singing, I don't care about money.
After them, it's the aforementioned John Murray. I know a bunch of people who are coming are big fans of his, so that'll be exciting to see him, especially with the band. That's fantastic.
Right.
Then after that is the Wave Pictures, which you already discussed. And then at the end of the night, capping things off once again, is the Cordovas. They were over there last year. Why did you decide to bring them back?
Well, they asked if they could come again and play again. Funnily, there's a video of last year's highlight.
Yeah,
at the end, it's Joe Furtman, the singer of the Cordovas.
Yeah.
Getting asked how it was, and he said, "We'll be back next year, and the year after, and the year after." He's fading out of the camera.
Yeah.
If it were in your power, would you come next year just to spectate based on the lineup that was here this year?
We were talking about power a lot today.
Absolutely, I would come back to the Static Roots Festival in Oberhausen, without a doubt.
I think we're over and out from this year's Static Roots Festival, everybody. It was a beautiful night. We swooned, we sang, we danced. Oh, did we dance? And we'll be back next year. And the year after that. And the year after that. And the year after that. The year after that. And the year after that. And the year after that.
Well, yeah, they asked if they could play again. And just the other day, I realized they're coming over for just two shows. They're playing the Static Roots Festival. And the day after, they're playing about 70 kilometers away, a festival in the Netherlands. And then they fly back to the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. They were like this. They're kind of like this crazy jam band version of like the Allman Brothers meets Lynyrd Skynyrd meets the Band meets the Grateful Dead or something. It's just kind of like this one big. I don't know, the whole show. There was no stops. It just segued from one thing to another.
You're right. That's when I saw them for the first time at the Take Root Festival in Groningen in the Netherlands. I was just passing by the stage. I was on my way to another room. And I thought, man, this sounds great. Just listen to another song. And after the first song, I was I couldn't get away. And after the third song, I had my arms up in the air and yelling along, just like all the other people in the room. And they didn't stop.
Yeah,
there was no break. There was just one song, and without any break, it was just going into the next song, and no guitar tuning and all the stuff others do.
Because every guy brings something to the band. There's not, Joe Furstman, I guess, is kind of, we see him as the leader, I suppose. But there's so many guys that sing and stuff that it just kind of goes around the stage.
You're right. It's just everyone singing. Have you ever seen any of their rehearsals in the Nashville basement?
No, I'll have to check those out, though.
Well, it's weird. One of the last ones, that this year they're traveling with two drum kits and two drummers.
Oh.
Weird.
Yeah.
But they start playing with the drums and it's just two drums keeping along, drumming, and just for 2 minutes until the band members come into the room and they join in, the bass is playing and they start singing and the guitars are joining in and it's just great.
Yeah.
Salome, won't you kill me? I can be every time I look at you, I die a little. How can you be so beautiful? I dreamed you drew me into your night. Dove into it so I can live on in your picture. Salome, won't you kill me? like you did, oh hero. Every time I look at you, I cry a little. How can you be so beautiful? I dreamed you drew me into your life with your dance, silver dagger, so I can live on in your picture. There's no other way to touch your skin with my eyes, and otherwise I'll never get near another.
That right there is a fantastic band from Nashville called Cordovas with a song called Salome. Dietmar says, brilliant musicianship, but a bit different from the jamming and hair swinging. You got to come to their festival for the hair swinging. You are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way, on 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, far removed from Oberhausen, Germany. But every year, somehow, we get to go over there and hang out and have a lot of fun with our international friends. And we are talking to festival director, festival inventor, host, man with the most, Dietmar Liebecke, about the great event. That's fantastic. So that's Friday, the 12th of July. And then Saturday, things kick off at 1 o'clock with Ags Connolly, who I was introduced to musically last year at the Union Music Store. Our friend Del Day,
that's
had
right,
them on the stereo, and I perked up my ears right away, and I'd say, who the heck is this? And he told me that Ags had a song called I Hope You're Unhappy, and I think I bought the record right that second when I heard that.
He's such a great songwriter, and his voice, and you can't believe he's a British guy. He sounds so country American, but in such a good way. It's not commercial country, but he's a great songwriter. He's got great wit. Well, he's a solo acoustic guy, so he's opening up Saturday. But I hope people come out and enjoy him. He's great. I don't want to miss him.
Yeah, for sure.
Does Susie still working? This place looks the same. Oh, I don't recognize you. Someone changed the name. And I used to play when a gig was hard to find. And Susie used to work here, going back a long time. Well, at least it's still standing, unlike so many in this town. They got turned into houses, they weren't torn down. And I just came back now to see it with my own eyes. And if Susie ain't here now, I shouldn't be surprised. Hey, 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 hey,
least I should have learned. You think I know nothing stays the way you left it. If you think you can choose when you go and when you return. Well, there's no one I know here. And I've come to realize that most normal people just move on with their life. And they don't come back looking, trying to relive the past. Oh, but some of us old dreamers can't forget it's a fact. So I'll have a few more now and try to get to know you like some of these young fellas already seem to. And someday one of these boys will come back here and say, why can't these old places be like the good old days? Hey, 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 it ain't nothing unexpected. Hey, 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 well, at least I should have learned. You think I know nothing stays the way you left it. If you think you can choose when you go and when you return. Hey, 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 it ain't nothing unexpected. Hey, 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 well, at least I should have learned. You think I know. If you think you can choose when you go and when you return. If you think you can choose when you go and when you return.
There is songwriter, singer, performer, guy I'm looking forward to seeing, Ags Connolly there. Title track to his latest record, Nothing Unexpected. He's also got a great earlier record as well, which is worth tracking down. We are running down the lineup of the Static Roots Festival happening in Oberhausen, Germany next weekend. Really looking forward to that. We got Dietmar on the line. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. We'll come back with more pre-recorded goodness on this festival preview. Please stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return on UMFM.